This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Governor Greg Abbott came to Dallas today to release a 43-page school and firearms safety plan. It came nearly 2 weeks after the deadly shooting at Santa Fe High School. The plan makes $120 million available to schools. Governor Abbott's report puts a high priority on adding armed teachers and law enforcement officers in schools.
Trained security personnel can make all the difference. My plan increases the number of school marshals by training more school marshals this summer at no cost to schools.
Abbott says that could mean teaching teachers to carry guns or hiring retired military or police officers. He also recommended local law officers spend more time in schools. Dallas Superintendent Michaelina Hossa, who joined last week's roundtable talks in Austin, likes one of those ideas and rejects the other.
There's no way I would recommend the marshal program in our particular community. That may be appropriate for certain school districts that have rural environments. I think that we would be very interested more in expanding, like setting up an office for Dallas County constables to come in and do their paperwork.
The governor also wants schools to look at a program from Texas Tech that might clue in officials about potentially dangerous kids.
The program uses mental health screenings to identify students at risk of committing violence and then connects them with professionals for counseling as well as for further evaluation.
Ed Scruggs with the group Texas Gun Sense liked that idea but was also disappointed.
The failure to embrace more universal background checks, we feel, is a lost opportunity to really take a major step to keep guns out of the hands of people that should not have them.
Abbott's Democratic challenger this fall, Lupe Valdez, called the list of recommendations woefully short. Abbott did not go as far as Florida's Governor Rick Scott. After the deadly shooting in Parkland, Florida lawmakers raised the legal age of owning guns from 18 to 21. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.